There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Well, what a wonderful week Joe and I had with our friends who came up to the mountain for a visit. It was so wonderfully relaxing to spend so much quality time with people I don't get to see nearly enough. They headed back home yesterday, and today I'm missing them. You know that feeling that's like something's missing, but you can't put your finger on it? Yeah, for me that happens sometimes when I'm sad in my heart, but my mind is telling me to just buck up. It's that age-old conflict that so many stories have been written about, the battle between the head and the heart. Well, today, I'm just being a little extra gentle with myself and taking some time to sense into the feelings I'm having, while just allowing the thoughts to be what they are. Just thoughts. Not even necessarily mine. They're simply thoughts. Things that say, oh, come on, you can't possibly feel that way about that. Or get to work. When I take the time to sense into my body and the actual sensations that are in it, it helps me to let go of my identification with my thoughts. The sensations become a doorway to my actual experience, right now. The thoughts become like comments about that experience that I can either pay attention to or not. Today's meditation is about sensing into the body and just allowing thoughts to be what they are, just thoughts arising and fading away again. If these meditations help you, and you have the means, I would really appreciate your support. You can do that by subscribing to the ad-free or extended versions of the podcast through the Patreon, or you can buy a sleepy audiobook for just $5.50 on listentosleep.com, or you can just leave a tip. Your support, along with that of the advertisers, helps me to continue to make 2 free episodes of Listen to Sleep every week, to help folks all over the world get a little better sleep at night and a little more peace during the day. you can search and listen to every episode for free and find all of the ways you can support the podcast at listentosleep.com, or you can click one of the links in the show notes. You can do this practice anytime you want to calm the mind, the body, or both. Let's start with a deep breath. In slowly through the nose, and out slowly through the mouth, like you're breathing out through a straw. This helps to calm the nervous system. And another deep breath in and out on your own time. This meditation time is just for you. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. Time to allow even identity to loosen its hold on us just a bit so that we can simply be here. Alive and sensing into our actual experience of this moment. Of the now. Just allow the breath to settle back into its natural rhythm now, letting go of any thoughts about the breath that you may have. Sometimes our mind wishes things were different, but now we're going to simply accept what is. And sense deeply into that. Let your attention rest on the breath, wherever you feel it most strongly. It may be in your nostrils, your chest, or maybe the rising and falling of your belly. Wherever it feels strongest, just allow your attention to be there with the breath. The breath is something that's always with us, even when we are fast asleep. Our breath continues on its own. One long in and out rhythm lasting our entire lives. Let's take a moment to be grateful for that life-giving rhythm and tune in to the sensations of the breath. How does the breath feel? Do you notice anything about it? The cooler air coming in and the warmer air going out? Is it pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? Do you notice your mind thinking thoughts about the breath? Can you allow those thoughts to be and simply bring your attention to each thought as it arises? What happens when you do this? Where does the thought eventually go? moving our attention in this way from the sensations of the breath to the thoughts that are arising in our mind allows us to experience this constant flow of physical and mental arising and passing away. The breath enters the body, the breath leaves the body. The thought enters the mind, the thought leaves the mind. But we are there for all of it, both the subject and the object. Just allow your attention to settle back on the breath again. If you start to get lost in thought, just notice that there are thoughts and bring your attention gently back to the breath. Thoughts can sometimes feel like the enemy, like our life is a problem to solve, and if we could only think the right thoughts and do the right things, we could find happiness and contentment. This is what the mind does. It's a problem solver. And sometimes we can become identified with our thoughts and begin to believe that we are the problem to solve. But we are not our thoughts. Here's a simple exercise to give you an experience of who you are without identifying with thought. Tonight, as you're drifting off to sleep, we're going to simply bring awareness from the breath to thoughts and back to the breath again. If at any point you feel like you've become lost in thought, just rest your attention back on the breath. And when a thought does arise, see if you can find the thinker of the thought. Bring your awareness fully to the thought and what happens to it. At some point, it will drift away, like all thoughts. In the moment between that thought and the next one to arise, look for who is there. In that moment of no thinking, sometimes it's very brief. Sometimes it lasts for a few moments. But between thoughts, look for who is there. This isn't a literal search, but simply something you can relax into. Asking yourself a question like, "Who am I?" or "What am I?" can be a very powerful tool at these times. But don't look to the thinking mind for an answer. Simply let the question be and see if you can sense a little deeper into whatever your experience is when you ask it. This practice can loosen our attachment to our identity as a thinker and problem solver, and allow a more embodied sense of ourselves as a human who is simply being. So once again, bring your attention back to the breath and the sensations of the breath in the body. Simply noticing thoughts as they arise. You can label them if you find it helpful. I like to simply note thought silently to myself when a thought arises. And then, as it passes away again, bring my attention back to the sensations of the breath. Again, I'll simply note thought as a thought arises, and then watch as it fades away. Bringing attention to thoughts in this way can become very relaxing as we begin to see that the mind is always simply creating a constant stream of thoughts. It's what the mind does. But as we see this, we also begin to develop an ability to allow the thoughts to be, without requiring a response or reaction on our part. Instead, we can take the opportunity to simply look for the thinker. Again, not literally searching or allowing it to become a question for the mind to answer or a problem for the mind to solve, but just allowing our experience to be our guide. And don't worry if this doesn't make sense to you. It may not at first. But with some practice, the sense of being a thinker may begin to change, allowing for a different experience of simply being. Enjoy.